Hello and welcome to A Thousand Whys. I'm Luo Laiming. Understanding the humor of a culture has always been a big headache for language learners. It's especially true if you are learning Mandarin Chinese. Some say Chinese is the most difficult language to pick up. Is it? Well, here's a chance to improve your sense of Chinese humor in a fun way. What I'm about to recommend to you today is a traditional performing art in China called xiangsheng, also known as crosstalk or comic dialogue. It's a verbal art that you may have seen before. It actually looks pretty simple. It's mostly performed by two people talking back and forth with no special stage design, just microphones and sometimes a small desk in the front. No fancy costumes, normally actors wear traditional long gowns, and no music effects. The whole process is basically talking. Yet the seemingly plain stand-up act is one of the most popular comedic performing arts in China, triggering rolls of laughter among audiences while being thought-provoking at the same time. Performances can be enjoyed in small tea houses or during festive celebrations on TV.
谢谢,大家过年好啊!
Maybe you're wondering, is it a stand-up comedy then? Well, it's similar but not quite the same. Now, remember I said a moment ago, the whole process is basically talking. Well, xiangsheng is performed typically in the Beijing dialect. While it's mostly verbal, it still sometimes involves Chinese opera, songs, rapping, and musical instruments when needed. Traditionally, there are different types of xiangsheng, and the most common one is performed by two people called 对口, like a duet, where one is the lead actor and the other is the supporting actor. They usually discuss or argue over a subject matter in a satirical and humorous manner. The earliest form of xiangsheng was a monologue, a solo show, or in Chinese, danko, which is rarely performed today. Sometimes it's a group act called chunko. Imagine a group of stand-up comedians perform on the same stage at the same time. Yeah, like that, basically. The reason why it's performed in the Beijing dialect is that it's generally believed that xiangsheng originated in Beijing and neighboring Tianjin in the late Qing Dynasty, roughly in the mid-1800s. At first, xiangsheng was performed on bustling streets, and then in tea houses and on stage. Later, with the arrival of radio and television, xiangsheng began to reach audiences all across China. Xiangsheng experienced a temporary lull during the first decade of the 21st century when a number of masters of the older generations left the stage. Luckily, thanks to a number of xiangsheng organizations set up in the past three decades, the art form is on track for a revival. They perform regularly in packed tea houses and theaters, and the tickets are like gold dust. Often those who plan to see a show need to wait online for the moment tickets go on sale because they will sell out within a second. So, how does this century-old traditional art survive and prosper even to this day? The first reason is fun. No matter what the topic is, xiangsheng is expected to make people laugh. Creators and performers try their best to produce jokes, puns, and allusions that can amuse the audience. Secondly, xiangsheng is more than fun. The content contains deeper implications and is always down to earth, close to people's daily lives. In a piece of ironic xiangsheng, performers satirically criticize themselves, others, concepts, or phenomena. For example, you know, some parents would push their kids really hard by taking the boys and girls to all kinds of after-school classes, so hard that they themselves could be driven crazy helping with their kids' homework. How ironic, huh? This became the theme of a xiangsheng performance at the 2021 Spring Festival Gala held by China Central Television. In an exaggerated manner, the performers mocked such parents' anxiety and irrationality in cultivating children and called for less pressure on kids. So when you listen to a piece like this, you're supposed to be inspired while your funny bone is being tickled. Thirdly, 相声 gives you enjoyment of comprehensive art. It's a performing art containing 说, 学, 逗 and 唱, meaning speaking, imitating, teasing and singing. These are the basic skills of 相声, which are usually passed on from masters to disciples. After years of apprenticeship, the students need to perform with their teachers for a few seasons before striking out on their own. An old Chinese saying goes, 1 minute on the stage needs 10 years practice off stage. So, a cross-talk show is more than a play on words. It can offer the audience a colorful experience. That's also part of the reason why people are flocking back to 相声 theaters. Take a seat, have some tea, and be prepared to laugh the hours away. Give it a try. That's all for this episode of A Thousand Whys. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating if you like the show. I'm Luo Laiming. See you next time.